This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. There's always a little hesitation until the ships collide and the fires rage. There it is, Peter Nygaard, Jeffrey Epstein in Canada. Arrested in Canada on U.S. sex trafficking charges. Ran a little island down there in the Bahamas, just like Epstein. So, don't. Obama and Hillary and Biden and all of them can sit there and play their games. We'll play ours. But, oh, there he is with Bill Gates, who constantly hangs out with Jeffrey Epstein. And, boy, Bill Gates is like, you're about to get on my tail about Epstein? Boom, major plague, lockdown. That'll distract you. No, it just lets us know that you've got to be dealt with, Gates. You and your husband, who said, Bill Gates' husband said, oh, I'm sorry, wife said, we didn't know this would hurt the economy. Their whole lockdown was designed to devastate the economy. That's a whole stack I didn't even get to today. Paul Watson's about to take over. Let me just do this right now. Shoot the audience a trillion percent straight here. When I take the products that top scientists that we've hired and developers have been put together, it's incredible. When I take X2, when I take DNA Force Plus, when I take the fish oil, the krill oil, my life is so much better. When I take Prostaguard, it's incredible. And I routinely get on the supplements, get healthy, lose weight, get off. Get on the supplements, lose weight, get off. And so that's why this New Year's coming up, I am pledging that I am going to take all of the InfoWars Life products. I'm going to rotate them through each week. And I'm going to lose 40 pounds by, let's say, April. Very easy for me to do. I can still eat the same meals. I still do the same stuff. But if I don't take the Living Defense at the new year to flush myself out, that just came back in and is on sale 50% off. If I don't take the winter sun, I can get sick and have problems. If I don't take the X2, the good clean iodine, I have problems. And X3 is excellent as well. If I don't take DNA Force, it doesn't work. But when I religiously take the products, it is amazing. We sold for a while, and then nobody bought it, so we discontinued it. But I think it was one of the best products we had, Gut Fusion. Man, wow, when I was taking that too, that was amazing. But we discontinued it. People weren't buying it. These are all amazing products. Yeah, other people don't plug a product on air that's discontinued. I'm just saying. I think I'm bringing it back, and I don't care if people ever figured out how badass it was. It was amazing. So, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. What is in a bottle of Living Defense? Organic black walnut, a traditional herb for Native Americans. The North American tree has shown promising scientific research involving the green unripe fruit hull. That's what's in this. Organic olive leaf was used by the ancient Romans to support their soldiers' health while traveling through foreign lands. Organic neem leaf, a powerful herb traditionally used for internal cleansing and aiding in healthy digestive tract. Organic ginger root, a wildly popular Asian herb, usually traditionally for soothing the gut. Organic quassia is native to South America and has been shown to contain a very potent systems that get activated in the body. Grapefruit seed extract. I don't have time to go through all this. Organic black walnut leaf and stem. That's powerful. And it just goes on from there. The grape seed extract, also a very highly antioxidant potential, as well as many other properties. And then, of course, some other ingredients that are in it. This is an amazing product, and it flushes out all the unwanted visitors. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. A great Christmas gift. A great thing to do in the new year. Alva Power's back in. We also have Prostaguard back in. And that's how we stay on the air with this great crew in the face of the globalists. We are one of the last groups standing against the New World Order. And People are ready to be awakened right now. We got to stay on air. So thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com. All Joseph Watson takes over.
The U.S. Postal Service tells InfoWars that as long as you get your order in by December 18th and we're able to ship it out by that date, you will get it anywhere in the United States before Christmas. But listen, don't wait. Do your shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. Get great products and fund the InfoWar now at the most critical time, not just in InfoWars history, but this country's history. You have invested in InfoWars. You prayed for us. You've spread the word. You bought the products. And you've gotten the benefits of the information warfare, of the truth, in the fight against the globalists. But now is the time to redouble all our efforts in praying for a great awakening, which is starting to happen, and spreading the word about InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and Band.video, and at the very same time buying amazing products at InfoWarsStore.com. We have some of the biggest sales, if not the biggest, of the year, certainly on some items, the biggest sales of the year, on nutraceuticals, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com. So thanks for your support. Get those orders in, and God bless.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Summit News Hour. I'm your host, Paul Joseph Watson, here in London, which is just, or in fact, tonight at midnight, goes under yet another, guess what, lockdown. Yes, because the first one worked so well. The second one worked even better, and because both of those lockdowns worked so well, now we need to have another. And not just that, the 4 days of Christmas relief that the government, the saintly, beneficent government, promised us in all its glory, and we were so thankful to get 4 days off where we could see our family members, because nobody's breaking the rules whatsoever. Nobody's going out and seeing their family members. Nobody's going out and congregating in groups with people outside their own household, which under the law is illegal. Nobody's doing that. But the government said we could do that with up to 3 different households from the period of December 23rd to December 27th. Now they're saying, well, maybe not. Yes, joy upon joy. Christmas looks like it's officially going to be cancelled in the United Kingdom. Of course, the Netherlands just announced, I think it was a 5-week lockdown. Germany's got a lockdown until January 10th. France is under a curfew whereby you can't be outside after 8 p.m. And now we have this headline out of Sky News. COVID-19 talks between UK nations on Christmas rules to continue tomorrow amid calls for rethink. Now, of course, we've had all the lockdowns that failed. The hospital numbers, the death numbers compared to this time of year over the past 5 years are completely flat. They're stable. But apparently infection rates are soaring. Of course, most of those infection rates, even if you go on the government's own hokey numbers, the vast majority of them can be traced back to hospitals, care homes, and schools. According to their own statistics, that's where the vast majority of new coronavirus infections are taking place. And what is the answer? Well, obviously, it's to close bars and restaurants and shops. Even though less than 3% on their own numbers of new coronavirus infections emerge out of those venues. The country is completely crippled economically. I'm going to get onto that. Bars, restaurants are closing down left, right, and center. People are literally going into poverty. Tens of thousands of people are dying through not having cancer treatments and other treatments. And yet, we're about to enter another lockdown literally in 4 hours' time. Talks between the 4 nations of the UK over the relaxation of coronavirus rules for Christmas are set to continue tomorrow amid calls for a rethink due to rising coronavirus infection rates. Cabinet Officer Michael Gove spoke with the leaders of the devolved administrations on Tuesday evening. At present, it's planned that across the whole UK, up to 3 households will be able to form a Christmas bubble because the government allows us to expand our bubble to 1 extra little bubble. Oh, my God, thank you, state. And meet for 5 days between 23rd and 27th of December. Says travel restrictions will also be lifted during that same 5-day period. They've closed all the bars and restaurants. Nobody's abiding by these rules. Have you been outside? So we had a lockdown which lasted a month, which ended on the 2nd of December. The law states The bars and the pubs are open, the restaurants are open, but you're not allowed to meet anyone indoors who doesn't live in your household. Now, if you live alone, the government has deigned in all its beneficent charity to allow you to form a support bubble with one other household. So even if you lie and tell them you're living alone, you're still only supposed to meet people from one other household. Go outside when the bars, the restaurants are actually open, which they have been in London over the past 2 weeks. They gave us 2 weeks, now we're going back into lockdown again. On literally every table, or every other table in a bar, in a restaurant, there are six people sat there drinking and eating. They don't live in the same household. Nobody is following these rules. No matter what the government comes out with, they close all the bars and restaurants. Everybody just goes and parties in each other's houses. It's ridiculous. And I've witnessed this from first-hand experience. You can literally go to someone's house party or apartment, and all the way down the street, all the way across the road, people are just waving to each other from their apartments, having mass parties with gatherings of 10, 15 people. Nobody's obeying these rules as it is, but then when you look at the polls, well, they tell you a different story. People's behavior is not cognizant with these polls that they're putting out because they want to make people think that they need to conform because they're socially irresponsible if they don't follow the rules, even though nobody's following the rules. But when asked by pollsters, they say they're following the rules and that's enough. This is all a complete mirage. Headline out of the Press and Journal. Most Scots think easing of restrictions for Christmas should be dropped. A majority of people in the UK think the decision to relax coronavirus restrictions over Christmas. And bear in mind, this relaxation didn't open anything up. Now, if you live in London, even with this relaxation over Christmas, everything's still closed. They're just saying the government's going to give you permission to visit your family at Christmas. What kind of intellectual coward, what kind of spineless amoeba would not visit their own family on Christmas Day because the government said they couldn't? Are people actually complying with this? From what I've seen, no. But they're telling the pollsters a completely different thing. So the Snap poll from YouGov shows 57% of Brits and 58% of Scots think current rules should be maintained over the festive period. YouGov asked 383,856 people in Britain. Currently, coronavirus restrictions are due to be relaxed for 5 days over Christmas. Do you think those polls could respond? Those polled could respond by saying they would like to see the rules relaxed as planned, or that the move should be dropped and current rules continued over the festive period. So 50% of respondents in Britain in this poll wanted even harsher lockdown restrictions, and only 30% or 31% said that this relaxation, which isn't even a relaxation, everything's still closed, should still go ahead as planned. Looks like that's not even going to be the case as we currently stand. So among people aged 65 plus, 70% believe the rules should not change over Christmas, a position shared by 61% of 50 to 65-year-olds, 49% of 25 to 49-year-olds, and 55% of 18 to 24-year-olds. You really think that the majority of people in the United Kingdom aged 18 to 24 want even harsher lockdown rules? Have you been out? Have you been out in the street? Have you been out in the pubs? They're all violating the rules as it is. They're all gathered in groups of six, because that's the maximum they'll allow into the bar or restaurant, all with people who they don't live with. They've been violating the rules for months, and that's good because the rules are complete BS. But then when they're asked by the pollsters, they say a completely different thing. And this sets the consensus, which allows the government to continually re-up and ratify these rules because they can claim they have the consensus of the British public. I think if these people were being honest, and in fact we've seen other polls whereby upwards of 60 to 70% support the lockdown, yet when they're asked to be honest, if they've ever violated the lockdown personally, only 18% say they haven't violated the lockdown. So they're completely lying. But once again, this is setting the precedent for more economy-crippling measures. I have an article here out of Harper's. This is the head of UK hospitality. Headline, Nichols continuing to batter hospitality is not the answer. She says, so many pubs, restaurants, bars, cafes and hotels have been invested so much to make their venues safe, are only just clinging on by the skin of their teeth and will take another huge hit. And again, she makes the point, the vast majority of infections, going by the government's own numbers, schools, care homes, hospitals, they're not in pubs or restaurants. Yet these pubs, these restaurants are shutting down. They're going out of business. A tweet here from Camilla Tominey. She said, this is the reality of tier three for pub owners. That's basically the strictest lockdown tier. She said, a landlord friend of mine in Hertfordshire had 4,000 covers booked between now and New Year's, amounting to a potential £92,000 in sales. That has just been wiped out in the blink of an eye. And that is the same, similar situation for small business owners, for landlords, for restaurant owners across the country. Massive unemployment. We'll get into that and more on the other side of the break. Summit.news. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com, buy the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
So the drumbeat of corona hysteria marches on. We have polls suggesting that the majority, clear majority of Brits, want even harsher lockdown measures, despite anecdotal evidence suggesting that they're not abiding by the measures at all. And in fact, also anecdotal evidence from what I've seen of mass resistance to this. In fact, I went to the barber's to have my hair cut on Friday, not that you can really tell at the moment, given the state of it today. But as soon as I walked in, literally every customer is just talking about the vaccine, how they're not going to take the vaccine, how the lockdown is BS. The owners are talking about how much money they'd lost. I went to the pub on Sunday night for a substantial meal, because now lots of pubs are going out of business because they can't afford to offer substantial meals because punters who come into the pubs can't afford to buy them because everyone's losing their jobs, so they can't afford to buy a big dinner every time they want a pint of beer. But again, in the pub, there was a woman there saying, I work for the NHS, we're completely empty, there's no crisis, it's complete BS. You hear similar talk in the street, I heard it in the park. Everybody is violating these rules. Everybody doesn't believe in them, not everybody, but a great anecdotally, evidence suggests at least a significant portion of people just aren't buying it whatsoever from everything I hear. But then you have these polls, which I mentioned before the break, still showing that the majority of people support these measures and even harsher measures. And that gives the government the justification to then vote them through again and complete and continually reapply and ratify them over and over again. And it's interesting because once they create that consensus, they can use it to set policy. So it's more about perception than actual reality. And in fact, we've got a video here which speaks to this. It's called the Ash Conformity Experiment. This was a series of psychological experiments conducted from the 50s onwards. There were many of them by Solomon Ash, studying if and how individuals yielded to or defied a majority group and the effect of such influences on beliefs and opinions. So it's about how once they set this artificial consensus and terrify or manipulate or socially re-engineer people into believing that this is what the vast majority of people think, so it must be correct, and not only it must be correct, you must go along with it also so as not to be ostracized or stigmatized by that social group. This is a precedent long established in psychology. And one of these experiments, or series of experiments, was called the Ash Conformity Experiment. We have a clip giving an example of how that was conducted. Let's roll the clip.
Ash Experiment is one of psychology's oldest and most popular pieces of research. A volunteer is told that he's taking part in a visual perception test. What he doesn't know is that the other participants are actors, and he's the only person taking part in the real test, which is actually about group conformity.
Please begin. The experiment you will be taking part in today involves the perception of line length. Your task will be simply to look at the line here on the left and indicate which of the three lines on the right is equal to it in length. So, for example,
the actors have been told to match the wrong lines. The volunteer will be monitored to see if he gives the correct answer or if he goes along with the opinion of the group and gives the wrong answer. In the first test, the correct answer is two.
One.
Two.
One. Once again, the correct answer is two.
Three.
The Ash experiment has been repeated many times, and the results have been supported again and again. We will conform to the group. Again, we're very social creatures. We're very much aware of what the people around us think, We want to be liked. We don't want to be seen to rock the boat, so we will go along with the group. Even if we don't believe what people are saying, we'll still go along.
One.
Group dynamics is one of the most powerful forces in human psychology.
So there you have it, the Ash conformity experiment, where they're showing one individual a series of lines and asking him to match the length of the line. The lines are clearly shorter or longer than the original line that he's shown, but because all of the other people in the experiment who are stooges, who are actors, give the wrong answer, it causes him to not believe his own lying eyes and to give the same wrong answer. This is the power of conformity. This is the power of the hysteria that once the media is unified with the same message, despite the fact that they're distrusted to an even greater degree, the fact that they all still carry that same message continues to apply to reality, and especially with this coronavirus lockdown. I mean, I've mentioned before, my auntie and uncle who live in Wales, elderly couple, they've been so petrified by the hysteria from the media about this virus that they got up the gusto, the guts to actually leave their homes months into this lockdown after they were told they were allowed to by the government. They drove to a local beauty spot, and because even in this very rural wilderness area, they saw a few people walking around this local beauty spot, they were so terrified that they couldn't even leave their car, and they immediately drove right back home. That is the power of this conformity hysteria that the mainstream media has fostered on people, has inflicted on people as a result of facilitating what we've talked about many times before, which is the Great Reset, which we're going to get into after the break, which is why it's important, by the way, to break this consensus by being more and more vocal about how the lockdown is complete BS. And I'm seeing more and more signs of that. And we had another one yesterday, and we're going to roll this quick video now. Don't let them do it. Man stages lockdown protest in branch of Costco. This was a guy who basically got up on a clothes stand and started bullhorning the shoppers about how the lockdown was complete BS. Notice the reaction from the shoppers. The staff is obviously trying to talk him down, trying to get him down from his platform where he's bullhorning the shoppers. But if you notice, if you're watching the video now, two of the shoppers that he's talking to immediately walk up and give him a fist bump. Let's roll that video. Here it is, right now.
Don't let them do it. You know why we're under this lockdown right now? Because all the information is coming out about COVID, and they know it's a farce.
Hey, guys.
You must not do this.
I just keep going, guys.
If you continue, this is the life that you will have.
I just keep going, guys. Keep going.
Don't tell me I have the right. You know what? Governor Newsom doesn't have the right to shut us down to make you wear a mask. That's right. All right, people, you know that's right. We've got to stand up for ourselves because this governor is going to keep us locked down until we do something about it. And I want to know, are you going to let this happen? It's a beautiful day outside of what?
So there you have it. I'm seeing more and more of this, not just chatter on the street, but videos like that. Of course, this is in California, where again, across the United States, the actual COVID infections, according to the CDC's own numbers, only 1.6% are coming out of bars, restaurants, indoor dining, yet they're all being shut down. But not for Governor Newsom himself, of course. He dined in a fancy French restaurant indoors with a group of 12 people while telling Americans they couldn't celebrate Thanksgiving indoors. Don't go away. Summit.news. We'll be right back.
During our war for independence, during some of the darkest days, Thomas Jefferson, the man credited with writing our Declaration of Independence and much of our Constitution later, said, look, this is not going to be an easy fight. We're not going to be transported to liberty on a bed of feathers. No, ladies and gentlemen, we've actually had incredible successes with Donald Trump and Bolsonaro and the liberty movement worldwide. We're going to have major setbacks, but there is a giant awakening happening. That's why the globals have gone ahead and launched their Great Reset, global collapse, worldwide social credit score, tracking app, microchip, forced inoculation takeover now, because if they don't force it now, they're never going to get it. So InfoWars has never been more critical. I want to thank you all for your support, and I want to encourage you to do your Christmas shopping now at InfoWars. InfoWarsStore.com. When we ship your order out by the 18th, the Postal Service says you will get it before Christmas. So get those orders in at InfoWarsStore.com and know that you're investing in freedom and liberty and justice while getting great products. Thanks for your support. Please shop at InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.
Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
Now, we just played the video before the break of a man in a California branch of Costco bullhorning shoppers about the lockdown, telling them to not accept it, to not obey, to not wear the mask. And if you notice from that video, he got a couple of fist bumps from other shoppers. Now we have the yin to that yang situation with the next video, which came out today, headline out of Summit News. Put your effing mask on, irate man stalks woman in department store. Now, this is the ultimate Karen of Karens. This is one of the best I've seen so far. A video uploaded to Twitter shows an irate man screeching at a woman to put your effing mask on while aggressively stalking her around a department store. Obviously didn't really care about social distancing, given that he's getting right up in her grill, right up in her face, because she's not wearing a mask. The positive thing about this video, once you watch it, and this is what I was talking about before the break, he tries to enlist other shoppers in this department store to get as perversely angry as he's getting while he's literally walking aggressively fast-paced after this woman, violating social distancing, which according to him is such an important thing. He tries to enlist all these other shoppers to complain about her, And they all tell him to go away and stop acting like a complete weirdo. This is increasingly the case. This is why this represents good news. Let's roll this clip now. This is Put Your Effing Mask On, Irate Man Stalks Woman in Department Store. Here it is.
Get away.
Put your mask on.
I'm sorry. You can walk away from me right now, sir.
Put your mask on.
Get away from
put
me,
put it
please.
On. Does it bother anybody else that she doesn't have to wear a mask that we all do?
Just go away. Stay 6 feet away from me, then.
No.
Get away from me.
No.
Do you need me to call security?
Yeah.
Please get away from me right now.
No.
You don't know why.
You don't need to come near me.
She has it on her damn hand.
Get away from me. Walk away from me, sir. Please get away from me.
You don't care.
Leave me alone.
She
stay 6 feet away from me, then.
You cannot infect my baby.
Get out of here. I know who you voted for.
So you notice that he goes up to another woman while he's harassing the initial woman. And he's like, you don't care, you don't care. And they're like, no, we don't care. Go away, weirdo. Go away. Stop harassing women. Also, you notice, and I see this over and over again, the people who are so egregiously aggressive over other people not wearing their masks, they don't even wear them properly themselves. Wasn't even over his nose at the start. So another weirdo turned away for his Karen behavior. Of course, the left have tried to hijack that Karen meme and make it about people who don't wear masks, even though it way more specifically applies to those aggressive wardens who want to patrol the other prisoners in the prison planet. They say you're required to wear the mask and social distance while he's literally, like, getting up in her face. We had a video last week of someone who was literally spitting at a woman on a hiking trail because she wasn't wearing a mask, saying, I've got coronavirus, while spitting at her, but she was in the wrong for not wearing a mask. Someone else who got caught not wearing a mask is our old friend Piers Morgan, the failed American talk show host who came scuttling back to Britain with his tail between his legs, and who, of course, has been one of the most vehement proponents of lockdown in the United Kingdom. Well, just like his mate Gary Lineker, another vehement virtue signaler for coronavirus lockdowns, who got caught not wearing a mask inside a supermarket while demanding everybody else wear one. Now Piers Morgan has been caught doing the same. Piers Morgan slammed after caught not wearing a mask in public. British news anchor Piers Morgan has been slammed as a total hypocrite after being caught not wearing a face mask in public over the weekend, despite lecturing everyone else for months about the need to wear a mask. Morgan was pictured getting into a cab in London without a mask on, prompting him to admit he was being an idiot. And by the way, he came out afterwards and said he makes this mistake basically every day, basically admitting that he doesn't follow the rules that, according to him, everybody else has to abide by. In the United Kingdom, it's the law that you have to wear a mask inside a taxi cab. The good thing about that is that in every single case in which I've experienced over the past month, the black cab drivers, who are typically of a demographic which is quite populist and somewhat right-wing, the taxi drivers are by law required to wear them. They're not wearing them, and they don't ask you to wear them, which is probably why he got into this car and didn't wear one, because it's completely unenforced. But unfortunately for Piers Morgan, who again has been wagging his finger at everyone else for the past 6 months, his son, but he said he was proud of his son for attending a Black Lives Matter super spreader mass demonstration with 20,000 people, but then said you shouldn't be allowed to go outside. He's once again been hoisted by his own petard and been made a complete fool of by being caught not wearing a mask in a taxi cab. But again, the good news is that's not even enforced, because all the black cabbie drivers don't wear them either, and they don't ask you to wear them. Meanwhile, you know this great vaccine that's supposed to end our heartache, our bitterness, our loneliness, how it's supposed to get the economy back on track, how it's supposed to get us back to normal, yeah, the wondrous vaccine, turns out doesn't actually work. Turns out that we're going to be in lockdown, as Bill Gates said, until at least 2022, maybe longer, maybe a few years longer than that, just enough so they can get the Great Reset through. because now apparently the vaccine doesn't protect you from infection. So what's the point? Isn't that the entire point of a vaccine? Meet the Press tweeted, and we've got the clip here. As one of the first vaccinated people in New Haven is planning on traveling after the second dose. So she's got the second dose. She's been a good compliant little slave. She's presumably totally protected. Because at first they said, oh no, until you get the second dose, you're not protected. Well, according to Vin Gupta, MD, speaking to MSNBC, he says, just because you get vaccinated after the second dose does not mean you should be traveling. You could still get infected and pass it along to others. We have that clip. Let's roll it right now.
This week? Are you getting your vaccination this week?
Tomorrow morning, and I'm grateful for it. Chuck, I just wanted to say, just a follow-up on what Yasmin mentioned. Just for your viewers out there, I know one of the individuals who we just saw getting vaccinated is planning on traveling after the second dose. This is a source of confusion. But no, this is one of the misperceptions here. Just because you get vaccinated with that second dose does not mean you should be participating in things like traveling in the middle of an out-of-control pandemic or that you're liberated from masks. Mm-hmm. Everything still applies until all of us get the two-dose regimen. And we don't think that's going to happen until June, July. But, and again, this goes back to what we just talked about, Chuck. We don't know if just getting the vaccination prevents serious illness, or does it also prevent you from getting infection entirely, meaning you can still get infected with the virus potentially and pass it on to others. So really, really critical. Don't let your guard down just because you got vaccinated. You still might be able to get infected with the virus and pass on others. So please keep that in mind.
We've all learned how much the asymptomatic has actually been the super spreaders. And
so you can still get infected with coronavirus and pass it on to others after you've had the second dose of the vaccine. What's the point in the vaccine then? Absolutely incredible. Oh no, you'll still need to wear a mask. You'll still need to social distance. You still won't be able to hug granny. It's going to go on forever, or until Bill Gates says so at least. Someone responded to this by saying, why in heaven's name would I take a vaccine that is 95% effective for a virus that my immune system is 99.8% effective against? Now, literal doctors on MSNBC and I say, oh, by the way, well, just because you had the vaccine doesn't mean you're allowed to travel. How dare you, pleb? Get back in your house. Get that muzzle back on your face. And on that subject, and this is out of Breitbart, London's con, make public wear masks outside, don't relax coronavirus rules for Christmas. So the great announcement of the vaccine that people are now beginning to take that was supposed to save us from all this, that was supposed to get us back to normal, get us back traveling again, turns out no, not until Bill Gates says so, whether you get the vaccine or not. We'll be right back. Summit.news.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms can mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but
that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You're listening to Summit Doc News
with Paul Joseph Watson.
How you like me now? How you like me now?
Now, as you know, the high street, like those damn small businesses are going bust, which is why it's more important than ever to support your local small businesses. And by the same token, it's important to support us on this network by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com, where we have the super Christmas sale up to a massive gargantuan 60% off some of your favorite products, including Nascent Iodine Surface Spray, the Survival Shield X3, the excellent energy drink Turbo Force, now available as part of the sale for a massive 50% off. InfoWars Privacy Pouch, the ultimate krill oil, Lung Cleanse Plus, and many other of your favorite products. Still time to get them before Christmas, so again, instead of buying cat that nobody wants or needs that gets thrown away or re-gifted immediately, get these products that actually help people build their immune systems and help this network survive and thrive as part of this massive discount Christmas super sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Please go there and stock up today, InfoWarsStore.com. Now, as I predicted, as soon as they started allowing football fans back into stadiums here in the United Kingdom, because, of course, they were all banned under COVID rules from March onwards, when some of these areas in the United Kingdom, graciously by the government, got put into Tier 2 status as opposed to Tier 3. Now, of course, London is back in Tier 3, so all the football fans are banned once again. But once they were allowed into the stadiums for a period of 2 weeks, basically, less than 2 weeks, what did we see? We saw them booing Black Lives Matter, yes. Premier League footballers, many of them sponsored by Nike, by the way, which literally lobbies against bills in the House to ban slave labor in China from Uyghur Muslims. The same Nike that sponsors Premier League footballers. Well, as soon as those fans were allowed back into the stadiums, they started booing because those footballers are still
6 months later, taking a knee for BLM. Now, whatever you want to argue about the situation with police brutality and violence against black people in America, we do not have the same issue in the United Kingdom. Exceedingly rare is it that you will see a case of egregious police brutality or killing of black people in the United Kingdom, mainly because police aren't armed. But even with tasers, you don't see it anyway. It's never been a problem, and yet footballers in this country are still bowing and kneeling to a violent left-wing communist organization. For what reason? Nobody really knows. Of course, we know it's for mass conformity. It's for social re-engineering. Now we have a headline out of the Daily Mail. Football fan facing lifetime ban from championship side for booing players who took a knee. With clubs using CCTV to single out supporters who jeer gesture. So the championship club has threatened to issue a lifetime ban to a supporter for booing while players took a knee this week. Says clubs have been using closed-circuit television to identify supporters who jeer the pre-match gesture in support of racial equality since the return of fans this month. No, it's not about racial equality. It's about literal support for capital letters Black Lives Matter, which is a violent extremist political movement. Has nothing to do with black people. You had Millwall fans booing it the other week, and of course the immediate media reaction, the hysteria was, oh well, Millwall fans must just hate black people, right? I mean, half their team's full of black people and they cheer them every week. They literally give them awards. Millwall's player of the year for 2 years running was a black person. Oh no, but those Millwall fans booing the Black Lives Matter knee, well, they just must hate black people. So now they're literally banning people, or threatening to ban them from the stadium, using video surveillance to target, to zero in on people who don't go along with this madness. Now, this is one occasion in which I would definitely recommend, in line with the World Health Organization guidelines, to wear a mask. Maybe wear a mask that covers your entire face, and then they won't be able to identify you. But Rob Liddell out of The Spectator wrote a good article on this. It was called In Defense of the Booing Millwall Fans. He writes, it's an enormous shame that the Millwall fans who booed their players for taking a knee in support of Black Lives Matter last week were not better acquainted with one of the British BLM leaders, Sasha Johnson. They might have taken a knee themselves out of admiration. Because in August, Ms. Johnson tweeted, quote, "The white man will not be our equal, but our slave." Okay, so they're banning people for booing racial equality, and yet these footballers are taking a knee to honor an organization whose leader in the United Kingdom literally says she wants the white man to be their slaves. Doesn't really sound like equality to me, does it? Continues, if there is one thing Millwall supporters respect, it's aspiration. And Miss Johnson has that in abundance. I'm sure the FA, the English Football League, and indeed the Millwall Club Board, who condemned the booing, all wish Sasha the best of luck in her exciting project. And he makes the case, Miss Johnson's views are not especially extreme in a foul organisation that wishes to dismantle capitalism and the family. And yes, they literally put that in their BLM mission statement. It's about racial equality. It's about a Marxist movement that wants to overthrow every foundational aspect of our society. That's what they're taking a knee in support of. He says, taking a knee signals support for the organization, not for racial equality. And that is the end of the story. The football authorities and the broadcasters were very clear about this when football resumed in June after the lockdown. Players would be asked to take a knee in support of Black Lives Matter, uppercase, capital letters, BLM, and the point was reinforced by players, commentators, and pundits wearing Black Lives Matter badges, which, by the way, they subsequently removed because people started to point out, you know what this organization actually stands for. You know that they stand for demolishing our entire system. They stand for eviscerating the family unit. So they had to remove the BLM badges, but these privileged, overpaid footballers continued to take a knee because they were so terrified into conformity. He continues, so Millwall's assertion that taking a knee was in no way an endorsement of BLM's political objectives, but simply a gesture in support of love, peace, and happiness among all peoples is deceitful, cowardly, and ludicrous. He says it's like stretching out your right arm, shouting Sieg Heil, and then telling onlookers, it's just a gesture, nothing to do with old Adolf, mate. So now they're starting to ban the supporters who boo Black Lives Matter, which, of course, that was always going to end the taking a knee. If you got thousands of people every week booing this spectacle, it's going to end in a hurry. Oh, now, conveniently for them, they've banned all the supporters from the stadiums once again. Meanwhile, in a related story, this happened last week. Headline, football official given 10-match ban for referring to a black guy as a black guy. Yes, this is the new racist scandal that plagued Europe last week. Says another racism scandal in football erupted after a match official referred to a black guy as a black guy and was punished with a 10-match ban. Maybe that's not enough. Maybe we need to literally drag him through the streets. The incident happened during a Champions League game between Paris Saint-Germain and Istanbul on Tuesday night. Romanian official Sebastian Colcescu was accused of racially abusing an Istanbul coach, Pierre Webo, by referring to him as the black guy, or Ala Negru in Romanian, which means the black guy. Now, bear in mind, for these Champions League games, all the officials come from the same country, and it's standard for them to communicate with each other in their own language. So if the black guy means is Ala Negru in Romanian, those are the words he's going to use. The reason he referred to him as the black guy was because he was trying to single him out from all the other coaches who were all white. So if this had been an African team and they had one white coach and all the other coaches were black, he would have said the white guy and that wouldn't have been a problem. But because he referred to a black guy as a black guy, now his life is basically ruined. He'll probably be terminated forever. His reputation, his name dragged through the mud until kingdom come. And in the very least, he's been banned for 10 matches. The players all walked off the pitch, by the way. They literally suspended the entire game because somebody referred to a black guy as a black guy. This actually happened. And they replayed the game the next day. Particular attention was centered on Neymar, who is a black footballer who plays for PSG, Paris Saint-Germain. He seemed particularly upset by this whole incident, but I'm sure that his €700,000 a week paycheck probably made it easier for him. He's probably recovered by now. But this is the insanity that we have to deal with in terms of race relations on an almost daily basis now, especially in the world of football, where the social engineering, the propaganda, is going to wrap it up this hour. War Room with Owen Troy coming up next.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.